In the NBA, New Yorkers are buzzing at the possibility of landing Phil Jackson. CBSSports.com is reporting that Jackson is seriously considering the offer to run the Knicks and to make all the final basketball decisions. Of course, Knicks currently 3.5 games out of 8th place with 18 games to play in the East. Phil, hurry up! Meanwhile, Raymond Felton trying to cross over on his ex-wife, well, current wife as of right now. He's asking a New York judge to move his divorce case to North Carolina as stated in the prenup, which calls for arbitration and no alimony. But it does contain a violence and adultery clause that would void the prenup. And we know she is saying that he cheated on her and she did give the gun to the police in New York. So I think that covers both sides of that.
Well, she has to prove that it's his gun, first of all, and then she has to prove that he actually cheated. So it's easier said than done.
Well, I just think that Raymond Felton believes his 3-year, $10 million contract will be safer in the hands of authorities in North Carolina than in New York City. Now, this young lady is no dummy, a graduate of Cornell, and she's currently going to, Fordham, I believe, complete her law degree, and I believe she's 2 years in, and that's one thing she wants is for old Raymond to pay for the last 2 years of that. Pacers, losers of 4 straight. It was the Mavericks by 11. 3 straight L's for the Miami Heat. Bulls beat them by 7 in overtime. Back-to-back losses for OKC. The Lakers came from like 18 down. Albert, wow.
That's right, Lakers.
The win by 4. Tonight, Wizards will try to extend their road win streak, taking on the Heat. Speaking of the Heat, Warren Moon, Nick Cannon, Jarvis Green, and Charles Woodson all were victims of a scam to buy shares of an NBA team and others, from what I understand. This guy here, George Jones, he was charged with 11 felonies. He got $15,000 from Nick Cannon, who thought he was investing in the Hawks. He got $25,000 from Green. Not sure what he got from Warren Moon, but from what I understand, Charles Woodson gave him $50,000. And, of course, it was all a scam, but this dude was arrested and probably will have to pay most of it back. Problem is, a dude like that probably has already spent most of it. Jay Reid of the Ravens was arrested and charged with 2 counts of battery Saturday night, Sunday morning. It's alleged that he headbutted one man and punched and kicked a security guard at a strip club in Key West, Florida. Running back Rashard Mendenhall is calling it quits. Yeah, retiring from the NFL after only 6 seasons. Said, listen, man, I want to travel the world and I want to write. I want to dance. Nah, he didn't say that. In the NCAA, the Shockers, champs of the MVC. 3rd straight NCAA tourney appearance coming up. Of course, they stopped Indiana State. Maryland made their last ACC game one to remember. Ending UVA's 13-game win streak, it was Maryland by 6 in OT. Ohio State over Michigan State and NC State over BC. Alvarez over Angulo in 10 rounds of boxing. And the Oscar Pistorius trial continues. According to reports, Pistorius actually threw up during testimony about the autopsy.